Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hey y'all, hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, you're Around the Way Social Worker. And baby, I am back to give you a dose of vitamin E that's going to educate, empower, and encourage you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. How you doing? How's it going? Are you super excited? We're in the first Thursday of March. Can y'all believe it? Can y'all believe it? Baby, we're January, February, March. This is the last month of the first quarter. Okay. So I hope you got all your stuff together. I hope you've written down all your goals, all your plans, all your aspirations, because I'm telling you, it's rolling and time ain't stopping. But I know the last time we talked, we were talking about when you are looking for, you know, getting back out in the dating scene, or even if you're married and you've been married for, you know, some time, these are things that we need to look for. These are healthy relationships. And the last time we talked about accountability and cooperation, you need it. That supports healthy relationships, that supports healthy growing in a relationship. But today I just want to tell you, look for these things, look for these things, renew these things: safety and boundaries. And baby, we're talking about safety and boundaries in a healthy relationship, because sometimes y'all, we can be in toxic relationships for so long until we don't know what healthy really is. You know, wrong start looking right and right start looking wrong. Be like, wait a minute, something ain't right. But I want you to look for these. And these are things to look for when you're talking about restoring healthy in your relationship, in your marriage, when you are looking to start getting back out in the dating world. Look for these signs, look for these flags. You know, we always look for the red flags. Look for these, because if you want to have a healthy relationship, you know, we have all been through some things. Let's just be honest. We've all been through some things. So don't expect for your partner to be perfect, because you're not perfect. But when you are looking for to pursue a relationship or to revamp, these are healthy traits. These are healthy things you should be looking for. Safety. When you feel as though you're treasured, you know, you feel as though you are, baby, the cream of the crop. You're treasured. That's safety. Because a lot of times, because we've been through so much in relationships, honey, we come locked and loaded, because we want to make sure that we're protecting ourselves. We want to make sure that I got me. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Making sure that you have you, that is fine and dandy. But when you're looking for a relationship, you want to feel safe. You want to be able to say, I can let down these walls. I can be vulnerable in this. That's when you're looking for safety in a relationship, in a healthy relationship. And your partner respects your reality. You know, they're not shooting down what you talking about. They're not shooting down your aspiration and your goals, but this is your reality and what you see. And even not even talking about shooting down your goals and aspirations, but your reality, what seems real to you. Now, remember, we've all been through some things. We've all done some things. So my reality may not be your reality. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about, you know, no UFOs and gone, you know, maybe I am. I'll take it back. Maybe I am. I'll take it back. But whatever is my reality, when you're talking about healthy relationship, is that they respect it. They respect your reality. You know, and a lot of times we can agree to disagree. You know, we can agree to disagree, but you respect it. You respect my reality. Even if my reality may not be yours, it's not causing harm in the relationship. Just make sure that your partner respects your reality and you feel safe always with your partner. These are healthy. Now, if you kind of iffy sometimes when you're running or rolling with them, you don't feel kind of like you always tensed up, or even when they're coming home and you feel like, oh, Lord, let me get this together because I know they're going to say this. Let me do this. That's a problem. That's not healthy. You should not live like that. You should not have that feeling like on your shoulder. Now, we're talking about healthy relationships when you're looking for things. And when you're in a healthy relationship, you are okay. You are okay with your partner because they're going to make sure that you feel safe. And us as women, that's what we want to feel, safety. We want to be safe, love. You know, we want to have not a shadow of doubt that our man is going to take care of us. They're going to make sure that we are safe, make sure we're good. But then on the flip side, we want to make sure that our men feel safe and secure, that it's okay. Because I was talking to my husband the other day, and it just came to me that, you know, they were little boys once. They have mothers, or, you know, if their mother has passed on, but they had mothers. And when they were little boys, that they would run to their mom, or they would, you know, cry and their mom would pick them up, you know, if they were scared, and that made them feel safe. So just because they're grown men doesn't mean that, hey, they're still an inner child in that man. They're still an inner child in us as women, and we still want to feel safe. So there are some times where we have to make sure our men feel safe. You know, not that we're trying to emasculate them, but we want them to understand that I got you. It's okay. Because I don't care how tough that man want to be or try to be or portray to be. He human. He's human. And baby, I know I get a little fretful at times. And I know my man do too. But I'm standing by his side and say, I got you. That's a healthy relationship. Now, if that lady going to tell that man, go on, you a man. A man up, go on, some baby. Before he was a man, he was a young man. Before he was a young man, he was a boy. Before he was a boy, he was a baby. You know, so he just evolved. But just because he's evolved into an adult does not mean that that inner child is not still in him. You see what I'm saying? So it works both ways. We're talking about safety in a relationship. And I want you women that are listening, I really want you to understand this. Just like we have some anxiety sometimes over things, sometimes, you know, we panic over things. Men do too. Men do too. And we have to be that nurturer that's on the inside of us and say, baby, I got you. You know, because when the tables are turned and you're on the other side, you're going to want the same thing. You're going to want the same thing in a relationship. So these are healthy traits and healthy qualities that you should be looking for. And if you don't have that in the relationship that you're in now, y'all need to talk about that thing. Talk about it and express what you feel. Talk about it, express what you feel so that the other one will know. We're not mind readers. We can't read each other's minds. I don't care. And you know what? That grabs me. I'm going to say that it grabs me when I'm talking and then somebody goes to say what they thought I was going to say. That's not even what I was going to say. That's not even what I was thinking. Get out my head. You don't know. So I have to redirect and recorrect people. So in relationships, healthy relationships, we're able to talk about these things. If you don't feel safe, if you don't feel secure, talk about it. Because don't just leave. Or if you're in a relationship and you've been there and you have not felt safe, talk about that. Because maybe they don't know because you hadn't said nothing. Maybe she don't know because you ain't said nothing. You walk around with your mouth all booted up. You walk around, ladies, with your eyes cocked to the top of your head because he's supposed to read your mind and she's supposed to read your mind. And baby, just talk about it. Just talk about it. We're talking about healthy relationships. We've been through enough in our lives. And we don't want to backpedal. We don't want to revert back to what we have been delivered from, what we have rose above. We don't want to do that. You know, I'm looking for healthy, baby. You know, and even like in my marriage, in my relationship, you know, we're talking more. I'm learning to talk more opposed to frowning up when he doesn't say the right thing, you know, walking hard when he doesn't do the right thing. I'm learning to express myself, because if he thinks what he's doing is right and is wrong, child. So I'm just saying, and even men, you know, and my husband, he's getting to the point to where he's learning, because I have to tell him, and I'm telling y'all, y'all know we've been together a good long time, child, but we are still evolving. We're still growing, because we want healthy, because we've been toxic for so long before we even got married. Then we got married and we just assumed that all things was going to be good and gravy. Child, please. So we are learning. So if you are venturing off into relationships and you are starting a new relationship, open your mouth. Open your mouth. If you don't feel safe, open your mouth and talk about it. But we're talking about healthy relationships. And this one right here, y'all know I'm all for it. Look for boundaries. Look for healthy boundaries. Do you know that sometimes we can have some unhealthy boundaries in relationships, and then the relationship goes to pot and we don't know why? Baby, your boundaries were broken from the beginning. They were broken from the beginning. When you are looking for relationships or you are in a relationship, listen to me. Make sure that you have a long time and they have a long time. You have a long time and they have a long time. But if they got a long time and you got a long time and y'all can't trust one another or somebody can't trust somebody, that's a problem. That ain't healthy. That's not healthy whatsoever. Because your alone time has to be respected. You respect theirs and they respect yours. Boundaries. Just know who you are. Just know who you are in your relationship. Don't you get lost in them, and don't them get lost in you, because that's going to create an unhealthy situation. Somebody's going to become bitter because they have lost themselves inside of you. You have lost yourself inside of them. And when mad day comes, y'all going to blow it up. Y'all are going to blow it up. So make sure when you're setting boundaries that you remain individual in the relationship. They understand who you are. They understand what you do. They understand, and it's respected. It's respected. And there is no speculation going on. There is no mistrust. I mean, because listen, when you open and honest with your partner and you trust your partner, that cultivates healthy in your relationship. So you have to make sure when you are looking to build or reset or restore healthy relationships, make sure that there's safety there, and make sure that there are clear boundaries. Not what I thought. Well, you know, they're clear. Boundaries are clear. These are my boundaries. This is my non-negotiable. You make sure that you know what it is. I'm just talking, Shad. I'm just saying what I'm saying. You know, and I just really want to talk about those two. And I have two more. I just want to encourage you. Just write these things down. And I encourage you to talk about it. Put it on the table. Put this on the table, love. And let's discuss it. Because this season, we're all about healthy relationships. I'm talking about healthy relationships. Man, so y'all know I can talk to y'all all day, but you know what? Y'all continue to smile big and step strong. Why? Because these people are watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And they most definitely want to see how you maintain it. When they know, baby, you've had some rocky relationships and your relationship now is rocky. But let them know, baby, I got me some pointers and I'm finna redo some things. So until the next time, y'all continue to push past the pain and persevere. And y'all listen, y'all trust God. Trust him. If you don't know him, get to know him. If you have not accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior, do that. If you need help, the ABCs of salvation, DM me, inbox me. I will walk the road with you, baby. Because I'm telling you, the times that we're living in now, ain't no time to be unsure where you're going when you leave here. You need to know that you know that you know. So until the next time, y'all push past the pain, y'all persevere, and holla.